Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stuart Friedman's back, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart is, it's been a while, but he's been here before. We're glad to have him back. He's the author of the new book, Baby Bust, New Choices for Men and Women in Work and Family. He's practice professor of management at the Wharton School of Business. He's had a number of other jobs. He's an award-winning expert in the area of generations and work-life balance. He's gotten a number of awards in that topic, and we're glad to have him back. Stuart Friedman, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So, one of the things that we've talked quite a bit about on the show, Stuart, over the last several years, is something one of my favorite topics, which is demography. And I know you don't call yourself a demographer, but because you did the research for this book, you've actually become one. And I when I look at your book, I think of it as a demographic as demographic research. And one of the things that's been interesting to me, one of the most interesting things to me, is the way people, the population situation in places like Japan, where the birth rate is declining, in Europe, where the birth rate is declining, in China, where they've got the one child left behind, that's all screwed up over there. But until your book, really, America hasn't been like that. Two things happened. Your book came out this year, and it was reported that there were more white deaths in America last year than white births. That's a demographic event. Your book, tell the audience what young people are thinking about being parents.
So in 1992, we surveyed the graduating class of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, asking them all kinds of questions about their lives, their careers, their hopes and dreams. And one of the questions we asked was, do you plan to have or adopt children? And the answers were either yes, probably, not sure, probably not, and no. 78% said yes. We asked the same set of questions of the class of 2012, the millennials or Gen Y. And on that question about whether they plan to have kids, only 42% said yes.
From 78 to 42.
That's right.
So 20 years apart, the same generation, so to speak, the same age person, 20 years apart,
right,
had dropped 36%, one third.
So from Gen X, wow. From Gen X to millennials, yes, exactly.
Basically in half.
Almost in half.
So what do you attribute that to?
Well, it's interesting. The numbers were exactly the same for men and for women in terms of, you know, what they said then and what they say now. But what we found is that the reasons why men and women are downshifting in their plans for having kids are quite different. So for men, for example, they're expecting more conflict between work and the other parts of their lives, especially family. They expect to have a woman, you know, who's their partner, who's going to be full-time engaged in her career. And they also want to be more involved as fathers. And so the conflict that they anticipate is much greater.
So you're saying that let's say they have the same primordial paternalistic, a guy has the same primordial paternalistic urges as I did, you know, all
right,
those years ago. And when I imagined how that would roll out, I had a certain number of obstacles. You're saying when they do that now, they have more obstacles.
That's a great way to put it. The constraints that are thwarting their aspirations now are much greater. They're also expecting to work more. So in 92, the expected number of hours that they would be working per week was 58 on average, and today it was 72.
Wow.
So that's almost 2 days more a week.
Wow.
So that's another one of the pressures that, you know, men look
at. Why do you think they're expecting to work more?
Because
that's not go ahead. What do you think?
No, please.
No, that surprises me. That number surprises me. Because I don't think of them as lazy. I just don't think of them as imagining that they're going to work that much.
Well, that's what our
I see them changing their lifestyle instead of to having a less expensive lifestyle than working more.
It's true, and they also don't expect to rise as high in their organizations or earn as much money as their peers. So they're, you know,
why do you think that? Why do you think that's the case? That's are you saying they're not as as far as your poll is concerned, they're not as ambitious or something like that?
I think their aspirations are more modest because they're more aware of the world of competition. These kids have gotten into the world of business sooner. They've had both parents working, so they're more aware of the challenges of competition. And so they're just more realistic about what's ahead of them, and they're making more informed choices.
Yeah.
For women, it's a different story.
For women, how's it different for women?
Well, for women, one of the reasons why we're seeing fewer women wanting to have children is that they are more interested in doing work that saves the world, that makes the world a better place, that helps others.
Right.
And so to the extent that women are interested in doing that kind of work and pursuing that kind of life, they have less room in their lives for creating their own families.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the factors that's inhibiting women.
That desire to help others is compensating for the maternalistic urge, isn't it?
Well, you could say that, yes.
I know a little bit about the maternalistic urge. I mean, I've got kids, and I've been through all that. I could see where there would be could be substitutes to a degree.
I think that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah,
is that,
very interesting.
Women are choosing more to pursue their careers and to choose careers that'll give them that kind of satisfaction.
Very, very. This is fascinating stuff. Wow, this is amazing research that you found, Stuart. I'm really proud of you. I mean, folks, the book is called Baby Bust. I'm telling you, you knuckleheads, you guys out there, you should be reading this, because this is telling you who your future employees are going to be, what they're going to be like when they get there, what are their desires. How are they going to live their life, and how they're going to behave as customers? Baby Bust by Stuart Friedman. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I was a dandy.
Yeah, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.